So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Good evening. My name is Marco Romero, and my story starts with a book. Now, many of you may have heard of this book. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And this book really kind of changed the direction of my life. What we are commonly told is to get good grades, go to school, find a great paying job, work, save up some money, and hopefully you have enough money to retire on and live on in your golden years. But this book really changed my mindset. It introduced me to the concepts of cash flow, financial freedom, and passive income. It planted the seeds that you can create financial freedom by acquiring and building assets. I read this book in high school, and it really fundamentally changed the way that I looked at the world and looked at my personal future. I graduated from high school, and I ended up still going to college. But as I was going through that process and sitting in those classes, I realized that going down this path that I was on was not going to lead me to where I ultimately wanted to be. The book taught me that I wanted to be a real estate investor and a businessman. So I finally decided to quit college, much to the dismay of my parents, especially my mother. But I quit college, and one of the first steps that I took was I got a job working at Papado. I wanted to go after these dreams of becoming a real estate investor and a businessman. And the reason that I took the job at Papado was because I wanted to work on my interpersonal skills. I wanted to become that investor. In real estate, it's a people's business. And I was the type of person that would love sitting in front of a computer. I would avoid people. I couldn't talk to people. And so working at a job like this really helped me develop the skills that I needed to impart on myself to be able to achieve my goals, become the person I wanted to be, which was an investor and a businessman. Well, along this journey, I eventually met a person. His name was Fred. And we started talking, and we quickly landed on the subject of real estate. And real estate was something that really excited me. Again, at this time, I'm 22 years old. I'm still figuring out life. And I had some big aspirations for myself and what I wanted my future to look like. And because we had this common ground of real estate, I found out through conversation that he was actually a real estate investor himself. He had come from California. He had a partner in California. He had actually had done some real estate developments himself. And he had moved to San Antonio because of the attractive nature of the San Antonio real estate market, the stability of the market itself, and the opportunity for growth. And so we naturally had a kindleship. And he offered me to come meet with him, spend time with him, come to his office, learn a little bit about what he did, learn about real estate investing through his own experience. And I thought this was the golden opportunity. I thought that this gentleman was what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a real estate investor, I wanted to be a businessman, and here was this gentleman, Fred, who was actually both. So through my conversations with him, I had a reinvigorated fire in me to pursue these dreams, to go after my goals. So I decided to quit Papado and jump into real estate full time and figure it out, go into it. And I knew that just jumping into the fire was gonna be a great opportunity for me to learn, especially at a young age. I had the opportunity to pursue this and, you know, maybe have a few setbacks, some mistakes along the way, but I would figure it out. And the fact that I had this gentleman, Fred, that was going to help me, guide me, give me some information was an exciting opportunity that I thought would be advantageous to take advantage of. So, as time progressed, we went around San Antonio looking at houses, driving through neighborhoods. He really sold me on this vision that he had for the East Side. Now, if you think of the East Side in today's terms, the East Side is an opportunity where there's a lot of renovation. If you drive up and down the streets now, you'll see a lot of work, a lot of investors. There's great appreciation. But this was about 9, 10 years ago. And 19 years ago, there wasn't very much happening in the East Side, despite a lot of efforts from the city and many others. But he had this vision. He came with this California mindset. He saw a lot of opportunity, and through his vision, I saw the opportunity as well. So we were going down the streets, we were making phone calls, I was learning through him, and as time progressed, he informed me that for us to continue our relationship, for him to continue to teach me, I would have to pay for his mentorship. Now in the, you like this, you get an idea where this is going, right? In the real estate world, it is very typical to sign up for coaching services, education services, mentorships, and this is something that wasn't uncommon. For me, his price tag was $10,000 to learn, to be able to understand more of the concepts and to get an understanding of how to invest in real estate. Now, I had read a lot of books, and I had been a part of a lot of seminars, and it's very common to pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for these mentorships and more. I saw this as a great opportunity because it wasn't just a coaching program where you're part of a lot of different groups. This was an opportunity for me to work one-on-one with Fred, to get real feedback, to get individual attention to my situations and what I was trying to learn and pursue as well. So for me, I took all of my savings, and I didn't have enough for $10,000, so I also maxed out my credit cards. And I paid him this $10,000. I was really sold on the envision of becoming that real estate investor, becoming that businessman, and I wanted to do whatever it took to realize my dreams. So I paid him this amount. Keep in mind, I'm 22. I had quit my job at Papado. I didn't have a job. I depleted all my savings and I maxed out my credit card. So I wasn't in the best situation, but again, I had hope for the future. Well, unbeknownst to me, like I had mentioned, he had come from California. He had some partnerships there and things were not going very well for him. His partnership was disintegrating. Perfect timing. His partnership was disintegrating, and he was getting behind on his obligations. So the $10,000 from me was actually a great opportunity for him to try and get recalibrated. And shortly after I paid him this money, he actually moved. Great timing. He moved to another market where he felt he had a great opportunity to start fresh and to move forward. Now for me, I was left behind, and yes, there were some components that I learned through him, but I could have gotten upset, and I could have been angry, and I could have cursed him out, but I chose to keep an open line of communication with him with the hope for a chance that maybe he would refund that money to me, or maybe that we could do a business, she really liked that. Maybe we could do a business deal together where I could recoup. That situation never happened despite my pleas and begging, despite my financial situations. But at that time, I had a decision to make. The decision was, do I have the situation take me off the course that I was on for my dreams? Was this a mistake, which it was clearly a mistake? Was it gonna derail me from what I wanted to achieve? And I had to make a decision. Well, from that point, I was starting from ground zero, and in fact, I was starting from below ground zero. But I didn't let that stop me. And despite what Fred did and his new ventures and his fresh start, I decided to pursue my dreams and really go after it. And I could have gone and taken another job or looked for different ways to get out of my situation, but I really wanted to endure this. It made me a stronger individual. I became more developed as a character and as an individual throughout the entire process of who I was, and it really helped me become more. So now, fast forward 9 to 10 years, I own several properties here in San Antonio, and I also own several businesses, and I am a real estate investor and a businessman. So, thank you.